Seasonal story now. At the end of the school year, students get graded. They all do. So do teachers. It can be hard for students and teachers to remember back to what it was like on that fresh first day of school 9 months ago.
So my first day was not at all what I expected. I went in with a carefully planned lesson. I was very nervous, but I had felt after my training that I was a strong classroom manager. And so I felt nervous, but also as confident as a first-year, first-day teacher can be.
There's a teacher, former Teach for America 8th grade language arts teacher in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Matt Barnum. His confidence didn't last.
I remember after the school day was over, going into the bathroom and actually throwing up a couple times. And then I began thinking to myself, how am I going to do this?
A question for all teachers. The school year is a hazing for teachers and students. The mission at the beginning of the year may not be where teacher and student end up at the end. Rarest of all, that teacher who really makes a difference, and not necessarily through book knowledge. My biology photography teacher, Richard Teffen, at Townsend Harris High School, one of our listeners from New York, changed my life by treating me like a person and not just a kid. He was also one of the few bright lights in a very difficult time in my life. And here's another story from San Bruno, California. Mrs. Murdoff, my sixth grade teacher, taught us our basic skills and tied it to real life. Math lessons included keeping a checkbook, and writing included business letters. So does our system of preparing teachers reliably deliver the Mr. Tiffins and the Mrs. Murdoffs? Diane Ravitch is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education, current research professor at New York University, and extraordinarily popular blogger on educational issues, attracting all kinds of attention. Welcome.
Great to be here, John.
Let's talk about the teacher preparedness system. Are we satisfied with the way we're preparing teachers right now and the ratio of those fantastic teachers to the ones that move students along?
Well, you know, the context of the discussion has to be that we're in a time right now where everybody's blaming teachers in a really harsh way. A lot of wonderful teachers, a lot of great teachers that you're talking about are leaving the profession because of this very punitive, toxic atmosphere. If you go to the question of do we prepare teachers well, we prepare a lot of teachers very, very well. Some teachers come in poorly prepared, and they leave pretty quickly. We have the highest dropout rate of any profession is the teaching profession. In the first 5 years, almost half the teachers, between 40 and 50% of the people who start teaching, leave teaching because they are poorly prepared.
So U.S. News and World Report is going to do a ranking system of teacher preparedness programs, and it's based on a study by the National Council on Teacher Quality. And it says that ratings of 1,200 programs at 608 institutions that account for 72% of the graduates of all such programs in the nation performed really, really poorly. Very few programs got 4 stars, most got 2 stars. What do you make of this kind of evaluation of teacher preparedness programs?
Well, I'm a critic of teacher education often. I think that happens to be a particularly ridiculous report. They didn't visit a single institution. They read course catalogs. They looked at reading lists. Only less than 10% of the institutions that they evaluated even cooperated them, would not send them syllabuses, would not work with them because the National Council on Teacher Quality is not a professional association. It has no credibility to do the rating that it's done. It consists of people like Joel Klein, the former chancellor of New York City, is a member of its board. There are school superintendents who, from states like Louisiana, not particularly high-rating states, on its board.
Although Joel Klein does have some credibility.
But he's never been a teacher. I think he spent 6 years as a teacher. He's not a judge of teacher training institutions. In fact, he wasn't even part of the evaluation. The evaluation was done strictly by reviewing course catalogs and syllabi, and that's a ridiculous way. That's like saying we're going to review all the restaurants in New York City, but we'll never visit them. We'll just look at the menus. You cannot review a restaurant without tasting the food.
You have argued that teacher training programs are light on the amount of classroom experience that teachers need before they start that first day. What would you recommend there?
Well, I think the example of the one that's lightest on classroom experience is Teach for America. The young man that you just cited, Matt Barnum, had 5 weeks of training before he became a teacher. I understand why he threw up after his first day of teaching. He didn't know what was about to hit him. Teach for America is the prime example of ill-prepared teachers, and they don't go through teacher training institutions at all. The same thing, there are other kinds of programs, like there are a lot of online programs, which I think is a ridiculous way to prepare teachers. Teachers need to have a year of good, solid teacher education, teacher preparation, where they not only learn about what they're going to teach. I mean, it's one thing to be a master, to have a master's degree in English, to have a bachelor's degree in English, but then you have to learn how to teach kids. You have to learn how to control a classroom. You have to have the pedagogical skills, and you have to learn something about the politics and the history of education so you're not reinventing the wheel. But the most important thing you need is that ability to communicate with students. You can have it all in your head, and I can tell you I know lots of brilliant young people who've gone into the classroom, and they had all the degrees in the world, and the kids, they just couldn't control the kids. So that practical experience, practice teaching, is absolutely crucial.
Would you say, I mean, there is, you know, everyone has a story of a teacher who was really meaningful to them, and it wasn't necessarily the teacher or the subject that they would have expected. It's typically someone with a lot of experience, not someone who came straight out of teacher training. Are we to be satisfied with that situation? Do we pass best practices of the experienced teachers along to the young teachers effectively enough to maybe make that more of a general experience rather than the rare, rare experience?
Well, when you talk to teachers, they will say that the most important training they had was what happened when they came into the classroom, and then an older teacher was assigned to help them. In many cases, was not assigned to help them, but they sought out the help of the more experienced. That's why one of the great tragedies today in American education is so many senior teachers are leaving because they feel the disrespect of our society, the disrespect of our media, movies like Waiting for Superman that demonize teachers.
Part of this is the tenure program getting so much criticism. Yeah. It bears a lot of criticism on the most experienced teachers.
Well, exactly, because when you remove tenure, you also remove academic freedom. And there are state after state, particularly the red states, that have eliminated tenure. They have denied teachers any credits for extra for experience, or that they won't pay them extra for extra years or for degrees. So they're basically saying, you don't need to have a master's degree in your subject. You don't need to have extra years of experience. What they're really saying is they want to have young people coming and going and lower the cost of teaching. This is what's happening all over the country, and it's late to reach New York because of the strong union here. Most states don't have strong unions, and by now, almost half the states are right-to-work states where the unions are very weak indeed. So teachers are in flight. And the statistic I wanted to mention is, if you look back 20 years ago, most teachers had an average of about 15 years experience. Today,
now that's much lower.
Today, the modal year of experience is 1 year.
Diane Ravitz is former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education and a research professor at New York University. How many page views of your blog?
In the next day or two, it's going to hit 5 million.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
At the end of the school year, you're sending us memories of outstanding teachers. Here's one from L.A. Mrs. Wakely, my fourth grade teacher, made reading fun and made all the difference. We always want to hear from you. Tell us who made the difference for you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.